We saw this about Shem Tov, so Shavuos, which is only a few days away, it's appropriate to speak about this inyan of Anava as it pertains to Shavuos, especially because the Yortzeit of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is Shavuos. So Shaila, whether it's the first day, second day, maybe both, we'll talk about that on Shavuos before Mincha, one of the Chaburas in Mitzvah Shem this year. But it's an opportunity to speak about a very big Yosayit, and that's Hachna and Anava. So let's jump right in. Harav HaKadosh Reb Shalom Yibelz B'Shem HaBaal Shem Tov Zchus Yagen Aleinu Yehudi Tzarech Lizkar Tamid Shiflas Atzmai V'Gedulas HaBayrei. The two things that a Yid needs to know all the time, to be mindful of, is his own Shiflas and the Godless of Hashem. Shnei Pa'amim Ma. Because the pasuk says, "Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Miimach," and "Vinachnu Ma." Interesting. So there are two ma's, and it would seem that one ma is referring to shiflus, and the other ma is referring to godless habayre. Now, which of the two is which? So "Vinachnu Ma" is shiflus ha'adam, nachon? In which case, "Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Miimach" would be a reference to the godless habayre. Not sure how, but that's what it seems like. But we have two times ma. And this word ma, the Sifrei Chassidus, especially the Baal Shem Tov and all the Talmidim, they took this word ma and they made a ganze Torah out of the word ma. Something which seems so insignificant, something which seemed was just a kasha, just a shayla. It became a code word for the most important yisodas in all of Torah. And it's not coincidental that in Kabbalah too, now we speak about Seamus, Milu Yehavaya, Absag Ma Ben. Without going into Pratim, so the Shema, 45, these are gematrias, the Shema is the secret of the Gula. Madma. So it's interesting that the Baal Shem Tov here is speaking about Shiflas HaAdam and Godless HaBari. One is called Ma, the other is called Ma. And the Slayt HaGula in Svar Makdoshim, Narizal, is two times Ma. Not a coincidence for sure. Let's continue. Once we've mentioned Ve'ata Yisam Hashem Al Kachashoyal Meimach, I'll just point out parenthetically that there's a very famous Torah from the Baal Shem Tov and the Talmid Baal Shem that they say that, you know, Bilam is called Shesum Ha'ayin, that he has a closed eye. So the Baal Shem Tov has a beautiful Torah in that Hashem needed to find the Makom on him to make Hashras Hashchina, so he blinded that eye so that it would be Chal for Hashras Hashchina. Al Kapanim, the Baal Shem Tov says that a Yid has two eyes to focus on two things. One is Shiflas Atzmai, and the other is Godless Habayri. That's why he has two eyes. So he says, so Bilam was a Navi. He was very involved in looking at the Godless Habayri. But what he was not involved is looking at Shiflas Atzmai. Like the Mishnah says, he's a Gvalevav, Nefesh Rechava. And that's the difference between Moshe and Bilam. In terms of Nevuah, being Zeichet to Nevuah, they were both Mistakel and Misboinen very much in Godless Habayri. But the difference is that Moshe was Misboinen in Shiflas Atzmai, and Bilam was not. So that's why Bilam, he had a closed one eye, because that represents the fact that he never looked at his own Shiflas, and he became a Baal Gaiv. Ve'ata Yisrael, Moshe Melech HaShoyam Imach, Kim Le'ira, Le'ava U'Ledavka Perish. Like an unimportant officer amongst the ranks. When he stands in front of the Melech, he's a nobody. And he won't take any covet, even though he's an important official. When he's somewhere else, so then he's respected. But when he's before the Melech, who v'chomidayis of this batlu? He's nothing in the presence of the Melech. Mipnei yirasay uboyishtem mipnei Melech. V'zeo sh'omar mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Miimach perishetihya b'madrega ma. Again, this idea of ma represents shiflus and anava, and here the Baal Shem Tov is explaining why that is, because when you're in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, then what are you? That's the inyan of anava. Meaning, you know, I've sitting in many shigurim to listen to how a different Magid Yeshur want to touch Anava. And there's a special Anava in the Chid of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. We spoke about that already before when we spoke about Gaiva. That code word is called Ayin. We're going to speak about that in a moment, although we don't have many Mamakamas which are pointing to that word. Tonight's word of the day is Ma. The reason why it's Ma, this Anava of the Baal Shem Tov, in the presence of the Melech, you are nothing. You become batal in the presence of the Melech. It doesn't matter how important of an official you are. If you're in the presence of the Melech, everything is batal to the Melech. Sorry?
The Olam Yehei Adam.
Yeah. Ma'anu, Machayenu, Machasenu. That's the Ma. You can't get into Tefillah without many Ma's to get in Israel. This is a very important Yisrael, and as we're going to remember this Ma'ar Malkom, because as we get to Shavuot, as it's Nogei to Shavuot, Mirtz Hashem, if we remember, we'll come back to this Ma'ar Malkom. Let's continue. B'shem HaBal Shem Tov Shomer B'zeh HaLoshoin K'sha'ani B'das HaGavoya. When I have what's called Meichin de Gadlus, right? What does it mean, Meichin de Gadlus? That I'm able to remember Kol HaShas in 1 second? That's called Meichin de Gadlus? Let's see. When I'm in a state of Meichin de Gadlus, Yedea Ani Oz She'ein Bi Oid Afilu Ois Achas Mi'atayr. When I really understand, when I'm in a moment of deep understanding, things are clear to me that I'm looking at an MS. I notice that even a letter in Torah I don't have. I haven't even taken one proper step in Avodas Hashem. Isn't it amazing that somebody like the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, this is how he looked at himself. He saw himself as mamish zero. He hasn't accomplished anything in Torah. Anything in Avodas Hashem. I guess the vort which is said in his name, Torah Hashem Tmima Mishivas Nafesh. Torah Hashem Tzimima, the Baal Shem Tov Teich, that after all the learning which has been done in this world, and there's been a lot of learning, the Torah of Hashem is still Tzimima. It's as if it's completely wholesome and nobody's taken a bite out of it. How could you take a bite out of Ein Sof? That recognition that an Adam is a Nivra and he's a Yesh and the Borei is Ein Sof and I'm a Sof. So what's the difference between Sof and Ein Sof is Ein Sof. But that's what he means. When I have a moment of godless, the Hainu, that I appreciate and understand who is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Who am I dealing with? So that's a moment of godless. That's a behirus that a person recognizes as great as he is. And Baal Shem Tov goes down as one of the starters on the, you know, the top five in history. Not even a psia achas. And this is what the Chazal say, "B'mokam sha'at ha'moitzik du'lasso shakadosh baruch hu, sham at ha'moitzik anves anusay." How do you measure godless? So in Pnimius, godless is measured by anava. And we'll see as we go along why that is. Nilban b'maisha. So this is the Baal Shem Tov and Kesar Shem Tov. Let's learn from Meisha ben Elav HaShalom. Mevaser shalanu goyal tzedek. Right? The goyal tzedek is b'chinas Mashiach Meisha b'inu. Kimi lanu godal b'maisim tov menu. Could be compared to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Alpha P Cain, Kishabo Alav Mutas Yad, when the heavy hand came down, and he wasn't allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael, his Chanein, Kishenechsefa Nafshalam Varas Yad Nelevo Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, he didn't want to go in for himself; it was all for Klal Yisrael. Upashat Yisrael of Ka'ani BaPesach. How did he pray to the Ribbono Shel Olam? He opened up his hands like a pauper. Lifnei Kizi Yakov, and he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ein Bi Jechum Zchus. And if he said it, he meant it. I don't have a single zchus. He didn't say, I did all this for you. No. Tein Li Tztako Matnas Chinam. I'm asking for free, because I have nothing to exchange it for. Kama Shekosev, as it says, Mutas Yadeinu Ki Yomach Achichu Umato Yodo Imach Vechsakta Boy. We just read that. Kecha Biadeinu Ki Mata. V'nemar ma'anu, ma'chasteinu, ma'tzikaseinu, Josh. Hey, that's how we go in. The ma. Nifshet yaden lefechise Yaakov, v'nemar ein lan afilu minchasani. We have nothing to bring before you, not even a minchasani. Less than an ani. Ein banu loy toira, loy tztaka, loy gmilis chasadim, kim bi'odanein, rekanyais. Empty-handed we come. Maher yekamunu rachamachin kidelenu mi'oid. We're mamish dal ma'oid. And we need your rachmanis quick. Avinu Malkini Yodianu Ki Eim Banu Ma'isim Tztakai Semarna L'Man Shmecha. These are psukim which Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur all revolves around. This inyan of, we come with you before nothing. Mamish nothing. Morinayim in Likutim echoes this idea. Haroitze l'davik atzma l'Hashem Yisborach. Person who wants to have dikas with Hashem, yeda ne'mana she'ein tzayf t'dvekuso. A yid needs to know that he's dealing with ein tzayf. V'tambed yedich mechayel l'chemen j'neg majiga adin tachlis. Ki Yisborach ein tzayf. Right? Rule number one is to know that Hashem is ein tzayf, and there's no end to madregas. V'nimsa yavin ha'adam shemei odlan lo hesech l'chnos l'avis park this topic. If that's the case, that Hashem is ein tzayf, that means to say that a person never entered in. How do you enter into endlessness? To infinity. Because if it never ends, it never begins. And that's really where this is all stemming from. It's a behirus, it's a godless amaychin that the Ribbono Shel Olam is ein tzayf. And that's something which emerges from Pnimiyus HaTorah. You can go through a whole shas and not know that Hashem is ein tzayf. And so therefore, the biggest psul possible is a person, as great as he may be, thinks that he's shalim because of his accomplishments. So he's eino klum. Such a person is completely puzzled. To think that, he hasn't even begun. So you can have a person, he's a very accomplished person, and if he thinks that he's shalim, so in Pnimius, he's considered to be, you know, from the other side.
So it's so interesting, because you see people that are tremendous tamei chachamim that don't have another. You'll never see somebody who's like a very big very big into davening, who does not an hour. You'll never see such a person. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the Amun HaTorah, and yet he's the biggest Tanakh.
So it's right. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the Indian of his Torah and Tefillah Biyachat, that's in Moshe Rabbeinu. He's also Vaschanan, Moshe Rabbeinu, right? So in we see Moshe Rabbeinu as the Mekabel HaTorah, that's in the beginning of his life. And in Sefer Devarim, we see Moshe Rabbeinu as the Oman HaTfila. That's why Sefer Devarim is considered to be like the Sefer HaMalchus, a shtickle different than the first four Svarim, but Moshe Rabbeinu is the Indian of Yichud, Torah, and Tfila. That's really what Sinai is. Sinai is not just Torah. It's a mistake to think that. It's called Maimin Har Sinai. Maimin is the Lashon of Amida. Ve'in Amida El HaTfila. It was a moment of Torah and Tfila Biyachad. And that's the secret of Moshe. He knows how to be Mekasher, Torah, and Tfila without getting into the details, but Torah is Bechin of Yesh, and tefillah is the beginning of ayin. The reason why you find people who are davik to tefillah, that they imbue an inyan of humility, is because tefillah is tzazaman with bittel, and Torah goes together with yeshus. So that's why it's so important we speak about Torah lishma, because if a person learns Torah shalol lishma, then it passes him more than he was before. Of course, Torah shalol lishma, mi Torah shalol bolishma, but the Gemara says, if a person just learns Torah shalol lishma his whole life, it's better that he shouldn't have come into the world, that his shalya should have, you know, flipped upside down. So there needs to be this yichud of Torah and Tefillah. We said before in the name of the Baal Shem Tov that, you know, he appreciated the simple yidin more than he appreciated the Tamei Chachamim, because he says that the pashtus and the tzmimus of the simple yidin is more chashav than the Torah which comes with the guy of the Tamei Chachamim. That was his macham, one of them. Shem.
Yeah.
Huh? That they carried themselves with the pashtus, the tmimus and the pashtus of simple yidden. They didn't know much. I mean, today we don't have, as you know, amaratzim like they used to have in those days. But there was it was very polar in terms of, like, either you were a very big talmid chacham or big amaris, and there was very very little in between back in the olden times. Nowadays, you know, a lot of nice tikkunim have happened in that. You know, especially with the translation of Torah into languages people can understand. You know, it's not just, you know, Tamei Chachamim who are learning Daf Yomi. I mean, it's everywhere. Any yid can learn Tita Shulchan Aruch, he can learn Naim Eli Melech even, he can learn all the Svarim, he can learn Kabbalah if he wanted. Everything is translated, and there's Shi'urim and opportunities for people to learn that was never, you know, in a city where there was a Rav and a few Tamei Chachamim, like, they were people who were Davik to Svarim and Paskening Shailas, and they would give public Shi'urim, but it wasn't that they were, like, learning here and there, and, you know, it wasn't like that at all. Let's continue. Shamati Oimim Mishim HaYosis HaVasek, second column top. Ishe Lakim Reina HaRavi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov Mezhbish Al Pasek Ubo HaOivdim Be'eretz Ashur V'Hanidochem Eretz Mitzrayim Ha'adam Shesayver B'dayitu Shehiyayti D'Shamayim V'Mu'ish B'chol D'Rach HaBeinim Katz V'Veda. A yid who thinks that he's gantz fine, that he's lacking nothing, he's serving Hashem great. Zeha adam hu oived ad. He's forever lost. So Ein Light Kuma Kol Yama. Right? The Bashem Tov, the name of the Melech once said that the biggest loser of all is the tzaddik who knows he's a tzaddik. Ki bevade adayin lo hischil v'avayda v'eino yedea mashu ha'emes. He hasn't begun and he doesn't know the emes. V'yamos v'lo chachma v'hu b'sheker kol yama. Isn't it amazing? He's living his whole life of sheker. Even though he's a big oyved Hashem, but his whole life is sheker. He's chaser the emes. Meaning he may know the emes in Rashi, he may know the emes in Meiri here and there, but he's chaser the ganza emes. Again, we're talking about here that the yesoid of anava is not just to know your shiflus, but it's to know the godless haboire. That's really what's the nekud of our shiflus. The whole masha oivid ubal is a madriga, mevin yoseis, and musa is that he learns in a way, he's oivid in a way that he wants to know godless Hashem more. He wants to have a greater havan and Hashem echad. And therefore, he's always seeing that he's falling short. After all that he accomplished, what did Moshe say? Ata hachilois laharis as avdecha. I know I made the melech all the svarim. Moshe Rabbeinu here saying, I haven't even begun. Moshe was always beginning. He always thought that he was standing on the outside. It wasn't just a ploy that Moshe used. He really thought this way. Because when you take into account that we're dealing with a boyrei ein soif, how do you begin? So this is how the Baal Shem Tov Taich Pasuk, with that introduction. Who will come in the times of Mashiach that Yeshayah Hanavi is saying? Who are the oivdim? Oysim shehim be'eretz Ashur. That's what it means. Eretz Asher means that they think that they're complete, that they're good, that they're fulfilled. These are called the oivdim, not the rishayim who don't know the first thing about, you know, chilul Shabbos and driving cars on Shabbos. Those are not the oivdim. Those are the ones who mamish they don't know. V'hanidachim shesayvim b'dayim Hashem be'eretz Mitzrayim. Who are the nidachim in Eretz Mitzrayim? Mertzalam are meitzayam shadayin lehigil lemalasam. Oysim nikrim rak nidachim v'loy oivdim. There's the nidachim and there's the oivdim. Who are lost forever? The meushar. But the ones who are meitzayam, that they think that they're always falling short, they taka have a geula. There's a yetziyah from them. Yetziyah is Mitzrayim. Big difference between an oivid and a nidach. Like yidach mimenu nidach, but an oivid, of course they're going to have a tikkun too, by say. But there's a huge difference for us to learn now in terms of our avodah. Ad kan l'shon v'divrei pi chacham chen. And in conclusion of this inyan, as we move on to the next shlav, tzaddik echad amar lifnei Baal Shem Tov. A tzaddik once said to the Baal Shem, ani tarachti v'yagati b'vodas Hashem yisbarach. My whole life I toiled very hard in my avodah, ulo b'sayif lehisakti shem davar. And I'm a pauper and I have nothing to show for it. Kani hadyo tupachas, and he went on to say, to put himself down, I mean, in a healthy, kosher, holy way. The Heshiv and the Baal Shem Tov said, Zehi Sakta. No, you have something very good. L'hiyos beinecha shafal upachas. Your shiflus is what you accomplished. And that kinyan of shiflus is greater than all the other kinyanim which you have. That's your greatest kinyan. A big Baal Madrega, he davens with Dveikis and Av and Yira. Who could ask for more? The most important is Hachna'a. Because once the Bashem Tov had a very stark davening with Tamidim, but they had great Dveikis, but they didn't have Hachna'a. And there was a very big kitrug, a complaint, a taina, an accusation. Because one of the Talmidim was davening with Achna, all of them were saved. Everybody said this takes us back to what we said on the Shabbos here this week, that there's two inyanim. There's Leah and Rachel, just to be makatzer. Leah is inyan of Anava, and Rachel is inyan of Yira. And Yira, Ava, Dveikas, these are all madregas in Avodas Hashem. But Anava, Anava is Anava. And of the two, Anava and Yira / Ahava / Dveikus, which is the primary of the two? So the primary is Anava. That's the Iker. Thank you. Anava is the Iker. That's Sinai. The Torah was given on Sinai means that the foundation of our Avodas Hashem is Anava. It's to recognize and to realize the greatness of Hashem, the Ein Sof of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then from there you could talk about Madregas. But for a person that he's steiging in Dveikus and Yira and Ahava and he's Zeichet all the Madregas, but it comes with a Gaiva, then they say you're kicked off of Sinai. You're not standing on Sinai anymore. That wasn't the Torah that Hashem gave. That means that you're not having a yachas to the Ribbono Shel Olam, because anava is much more than humility. Anava means that you realize who it is you are serving. And if anava is lacking, it's a simin that you don't have the proper das of the Ribbono Shel Olam.
Why doesn't Yiras HaRamos imply another?
It does. There is a kesher, you know, to that, to Yiras HaRamos and another. The thing though is that Yiras HaRamos is the hakara of the Ribbono Shel Olam's greatness, but then it needs to translate into my own shiflus. I mean, that was the problem with Bilam. Bilam, he had a certain Yiras HaRamos. That's why the one eye was open. He was mistaken godless abayin, and with that he was zechet hashras hanavua. But he didn't take the next step, which was the memela. When am I? Klape that room, Yom HaSashan. And that was his psul.
Right. It would also imply that there's something lacking in the Yira. Right? If you had the ultimate Yira HaRamos, then automatically.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. And one more. Last Maramakom here. Doesn't say who it's from. I forget. So those people that they think that they're shleimim and yireim in their own eyes and that they're big talmid chachamim and they're serving good, they're walking in the darkness. This word ba'emes, hu lehepech. He doesn't think that he's doing anything. He's always finding chesronus in himself. He's machayiv himself more in Avodah Hashem. And that's a tremendous chiyus for him. He's always beginning again, and he has the excitement of being a maschil. That's what Chazal say about tamid chachamim. Ein lahem menucha, hoylchim mechayel ochayel. Such a person is connected to Ribbono Shel Olam. He's connected to Nitzchius because it's part of the emes. It's not a trick. It's not a way to think. It shows that a person is connected to emes. Now it's tied to Shavuos, third column, top. Ma'ar Malkoim. Isa, Kishenasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu es HaTayre, Pasach Lahem Shivarikiyim. Hashem opened up all the seven heavens. The Yidden were able to see that Hashem is one everywhere, in the higher shalans and in the lowest places. And that's why we say this pasuk when we take out the Sefer Torah on Shabbos, because the Torah was given on Shabbos. Together with Matan Torah was the revelation of Hashem's Achdus. When Hashem said, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, He introduced Himself to Klal Yisrael. And they were able to see who Anoichi is. He said, Shalom Aleichem, and he revealed himself, Kivyachal. That took place with the giving of Torah. Ubir HaBal Shem Tov HaKadosh HaMechuvim B'zeh Shebishas Matan Torah Husru Kol HaHistoris V'Advarim HaMoinim Min HaAdon Liraz Sheshem Yisbarach Yashu B'chol Makom. Hashem removed all of the concealments, all the veils, and they were able to see Afilu B'chol Olo Shal Makom Shal Oilam. Because there was an avodah zarah with them, Pesel Micha, which crossed the Yam. Nevertheless, although Pesel Micha, it caused a lot of issues for Klal Yisrael, and L'chayre should have been Ma'akev, such a great Gilui of Matan Torah. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was like medallic on it, and he showed that even the avodah zarah is not a real hester for me. Anoichi v'lo yiyalacha. Everything which could have, should have been a mechitza, Hashem showed that it's not a mechitza at all. That's why it's so important to know that Matan Torah is not just giving of Torah, it's what's called panim b'panim dibur Hashem yimachem, that you were able to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the face of the Bria. He's the face of not just the Bria, but He's the face and He's existence itself and higher than existence. Even existence is a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that truth is really the Nakuda Pnimi of Matan Torah. And you could say about that, that's called Sinai. Moshe kibol Torah mi Sinai. That Nakuda of Sinai, that Shiflus, that MS is the foundation of Matan Torah. And therefore, Yosim Atzmo Kemisha'eno, so Tzavos Harivash from the Baal Shem Tov, a person should make himself into an Ayin. And that's the word in all Sefer Chassidus. It's a special type of a bittul, special type of anava that the Niglas Svarim, Musa Svarim don't speak about this. Because Ayin, it means it's mamashi, make yourself into nothing. That you see that there's only Kutcher Bichu in this world. Meaning, a person's bittul comes from this truth called ayin. Not he acts like an anav. He's be'etzim an anav because he realizes the inyan of ma'amid ha'sinai. This takes us to the p'tira of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. We've mentioned this before. Quoted in Zera Kodesh Parshas Vayera, Shemati Shah Baal Shem Tov B'Shas Ma'isai Hayarechish B'Svasav. That they saw that his lips were murmuring at the time of his Ptira, V'Hitu Oiznam Elav, and they lent an ear to hear what he was saying, V'Shamu Shehiz Spalal, he was davening, She'inatzal Mi Pniyois. But the real measure of Tzadikim in the world of Tzadikim is how many Pniyos do they serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To serve or not to serve is not the question. What they're always working on is it bilti l'Hashem levada? Is it completely 100% ayin? And they heard that he was davening from Hashem Yisbarach at that time of his p'tira, that he shouldn't die with p'nias, with any ulterior motives. Maybe some of you remember that story about the yid who was dying, and he turned over on the side. Yeah. And L'Hashem Tov said, he reached from gaiva, because he tried to die like the Gemara says, that if you're facing the oilam when you die, so it's like a simon taif. So he made sure to turn over that way, so that it looked like he was a tzaddik. And the Baal Shem Tov said, even in his last moment, he ruined his p'tira. That's how hard the sitra achad and the yitzhar works. In order to take everything away from a person, even in his last moment, he should take everything away from him. So the Baal Shem Tov was afraid. Oh, the p'tira, the Baal Shem Tov, everybody's going to look at how the Baal Shem Tov is going to die. And I heard from the name of the scholar Rebbe this week that he said that a tzaddik is able to see his chelik in Gan Eden before he dies. Right before he died. So he probably saw what's waiting for him, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, but he wanted to make sure that this is how he lived his life, that it should be with no pnias, just kulo, completely l'Hashem Yisbarach. Mikan Yishlahavim says the Rav Shetzer, Ad Heichen Hadvar Magin, the extent of how far this goes, Shet Tzadik Kamayisai, the Baal Shem Tov, the Heilig Baal Shem, B'Shas Yistalkutai, at the moment of his p'tira, Hayagam Kein Yorah L'Nashem Yiptiyaz Machshav Eschutz, he was still worried about his gaiva. He said, "Al tivaini regal gava." This was the pasuk which he uttered. Hashem, don't bring me to gaiva. These are the last words of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. The Baal Shem Tov explained pasuk. It's gevaltik how he teaches this. V'his makartim sham. Right, this is a pasuk in the Teichacha. But look how the Baal Shem Tov, he turns a pasuk in Teichacha and makes a koyim shleim and avoid Hashem. V'his makartim sham b'libcha leivecha. Means you. The pasuk means you were sold there to your enemies. So Baal Shem Tov is teaching it. It's talking to a person's avodah shebelev. If you see yourself sold to your enemies, she'ata tachshe b'cholis b'lev nishbe. If you think to yourself at all times with a broken heart, you think to yourself at all times that you're really serving the yitzhar. You're not even serving the Ribono Shel Olam because you're always chapped up in gaiva. La'avodim v'lishvachos ki kol ma'asecha l'kabel pras b'chinas aved v'shivcha. Because all of your intentions is just for schar in the next world. And so therefore you're not serving Hashem like a ben, you're serving Kodesh Baruch Hu like an Eved, like a Shivcha. Kol zeh tachshe b'leivcha ki v'yismak kartem k'siv v'leksiv v'nim kartem. It doesn't say, it says v'yismak kartem. It doesn't say v'nim kartem. I mean, you will make yourself sold. Not that you were sold, you will make yourself sold, meaning that you're working on seeing yourself this way, that everything which you do is possible. That you think to yourself that you're literally in the hands of the Satan, of the Yitzhara. If that's the case, based on the Zohar, nobody could touch you, meaning the Yitzhara really can't have any hold on you when you think to yourself that everything which you do, you haven't even begun to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is how we teach the Vein Koine. With a true broken heart, a lev shuffle before the Eibishter, that you truly think that you can't be Yoytzei Zayin. And you're just serving for Shalom Lishma, Manasseh Kabbal Pras. I haven't even given you a single Nachas Ruach. Nothing can touch you, nothing can harm you. You are the one who is Davik B'chai Echayim. This is the last Torah which he said, aside from the Tefillah of Al Tavayni Regal Gava. But this is the vort which he said on his deathbed. It's the last words of the Blashant, this vort, an eternal teaching. If that's the case, it must be Shaykh to Chag HaShavuos. And this really explains this next piece a little bit longer. The emes which we've been speaking about, the nekuda of emes. Tzarech kol dan leida she'ein adam zeicher lavod the nekuda of emes kim b'knois ad b'nashu b'tchilah midas anava v'shivas atachzek kasei achren. The mida of emes and the mida of anava and shiflas go together, but real anava and real shiflas ad k'tzei ha'achren to the greatest extent. Because that's the truth. It's not a mind game. It's the truth. We are mamish klum klape kodesh b'ruchu. Like Moshe Rabbeinu says, "V'nachnu ma." There's our word "ma." That's the Chassidish attach on the word "ma." Al kein ha'arum yase b'das. So therefore, a wise person will go with a das. Lirois be'ein sichlai, to look not with his physical eye, because the physical eye can't see this, but with the seichel the guy. Shebe'emes ein boi shum tzad b'mer lishab mizgar chasham. Where? How can a person be mizgar? How can a person be mishtabach? Hageyus hu hefech ha'emes. Gaiva is the opposite of emes. It's not just that there's gaiva and there's sheker and emes and anava, and these are two things which are not associated with it. No, gaiva is a sheker, because the emes is that you need that you are an anav, you are a shafel, and therefore gaiva is sheker. That's why all this round they try to prove. They don't say to you, try not to be a gabal gaiva. They're trying to say to you, you can't be a bal gaiva. So therefore it's true. A person who's not a bar das. So he's a bal gaiva because he's not a bar das. That's why Chazal say, kol gia shaita. Really, gaiva is just a matter of shtos. A person who's a bal gaiva, it testifies that he has no emes. Who is emes? V'chaysamu emes. V'rachim mina toyer, which is emes. He and I, this ani and me the ayin, we can't live together. It's the antithesis of the entire Torah to be a bal gaiva. Chazal are comparing it to avodah zara. It's a toeva tashem. And I don't have sheker in my eyes, in my eyesight. On mahatayr. Armor Mishu Bukhinas Ayn Va Ephes Bin Atz, a person who's Ayan and he's Ephes at Zemikarva Kodesh Baruch Levi's Barak Vel Torah Saglesha. He comes close, Hashem brings him close, he brings him close to his Torah, as it says, Al Ze Abit El Nechiruach. Who do I look to? I look to the humble spirit. And then, as it says, Marom Vekodesh Eshkon Ves Daka Ushva Ruach. I rest my Shechina on the humble ones. Ze Ushamar Ayn, meaning that's what he's touched before, Ayn Anivahu. Ayn. Right? If a person is an ayin, then that's what the Hashem Tov touched. With an ayin, Hashem says, I can coexist. And then a person is zeichet and kudus emes, afaydasa pulas emes agavah asalka. Then it goes up to Kodesh Baruch Hu. I think a Prince Chutz Karzer once said, he says, we have to thank Kodesh Baruch Hu that he made anava a mitzvah and gaiva an avera. Because if you made gaiva and a mitzvah, it would be impossible to be mekayim. Habashem Tov Amar, Sheim lo yihi la adam shum pnia. And this is in the world of tzaddikim, that again, by a tzaddik, we spoke about before, the different yitzaharas. So by an ish pashat, his yitzahar is to do mitzvahs and not to do averas. But by a higher person, he doesn't have an avera to do. He doesn't have a yitzhar to do averas. His yitzahara is, does he do the mitzvah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or does he do it not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's called pnius, ulterior motives. She hakol shava etzlai. That's the Baal Shem Tov says, that without having any pnius shows on a person that everything is shava to him. And a person who's holding in that darga, that madrega, b'vada yizke l'chol madregas. That's what we said before. First comes anava, then comes madregas. And really, a person who's holding an anava, he'll be given all the madregas. Because anava is g'doy l'mikulam. Anava is the greatest madrega of all. B'afilu anava shalai l'shma, and even anava which is shalai l'shma, is g'doy l'mitaychecha l'shma, k'di yisa b'gemar. Not sure what that means, honestly. Let's continue in the back. Shamati mimoyri habashemtev. And these are the last four marmakomos here are pratim, and this is going to address puzzle anava. I mean, there's anava needs work, and it needs to. Of course, the shorish of anava is to recognize the godless of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But then a person can fall into two anava puzzles that the Svarim speak about, and they are the following: Shamati mimoyri habashemtev sharoyev in vesanus shaladim garam shenisrachem as Hashem Yisbarach. If a person is not careful in his anava, it can cause him to become distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How so? Shemishat shtiflusa, if a person is so much in his shiflus, eino ma'amin ki adam gorem ayidei tzilas adereh shev al kol ha'limonis. He may think and not believe in himself that he can bring nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'gam ha'malachim nizayna ma'idei tzilas adereh shev. He won't believe that he actually gives sustenance to the malachim. That he's an important person in this world. Shiloh hayam ma'amin zeh, because if he would believe this, kam hayav ed Hashem b'simcha v'yir b'yir of kol. He would serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tremendous year and simcha. V'ayneze b'kol eis t'o mila amir kadar yos. And he would be very careful in every word which he said. And then there's a v'chudi here, and I made the piece smaller, so I'm bringing just the last few words of the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. And he says, be'yir dam al ma'ala mimcha. This is how we touch Pasuk. And the Nefesh HaChaim touches it the same way. Ratzal amar mimcha teida. Meaning, dam al ma'ala mimcha. Everything which happens above is because of you. It's because of me. It's because of us. I mean, we have to, on the one hand, believe that everything is Kutcher Brichu, but on the other hand, on top of that, that he gave us a reality, he gave us an existence, and whatever we do brings him tremendous Nachas Ruach. So on the one hand, a person has to know that everything is Kutcher Brichu, yet he still needs to know that I'm here, and he made me, and I'm an Oyved, and I'm always like falling short, so to speak, because how am I going? But that's only because, not because I'm falling short, because Hashem is not happy with me. No, He's very happy with me. And He's very excited about my mitzvahs. He's very excited about my avodah. And it brings tremendous, but that's something which a person has to be very careful of, not to fall into the backdoor trap of anava, to think that if your mom is nothing, then why do I have to do anything? No. You have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're precious to me, your avodah is precious, and that's also a very important nekuda when it comes to avodah Hashem. That's Aleph. Beis, who pilaksho yishmar uma, perish habal shem tov. This is a pasuk at the end of Parshas Vayera, after the Akedah, which it seems like it's historical random facts, right? That the pilagesh of, I don't even remember who he was talking about, well, her name was Reuma. So the Baal Shem Tov, of course, is able to take that and to turn big tires out of that. Perish habal shem tov, the kai al anava psula. This pasuk wants you to know about anava psula. Perish shemizgoe ba'anava shalai, v'roitzel harishu anav. A person who is an anav, but he likes people to know that he's an anav. Zeh shekasavu pilakshay, the pilakshay was anava psula, which is called pilegesh. So he says that an isha would be called anava, but a pilegesh is what's called anava psula. It says, Ushma Reuma. What's her name? Reuma. Here we go again, the word ma. Perish, Reusha, Aniva Bunjegas Bechinas Ra. Meaning, he's a person who says, Reuma, look, I'm an Anav. What happens with that? What does the Pasuk say? Vatelet is Tevach. This gives birth to what's called Tevach. Ayide Yitzahara Teveach Yisrael. Yitzahara is slicing him up. That's how he touched the Pasuk. I think we told over a story once there was a guy, there was a shmu about a certain guy that everybody was saying that he was a priest, that he was a big anav, a very, very big anav. And the Baal Shem Tov had a lot of chedlishas hadas in that, and he followed him around the whole day. And Vashanta saw that he was, that he mamish was an anav, and he thought that that would bring a kitrig on Klaiso, because look, that this guy has more anav than the Yidden do. So at the end of the day, he turns to the Vashanta and he says to him, "So Nu, what do you think about my anav?" So he heard that, so the Vashanta was mamish ecstatic. He says, "Oh, see, Varishan, nobody can touch the anav of your children." Right? A person who had all the grace of Milas, but he was a Balgaiva. So the Oilam, the Velt said, "You have all the great Milas, Balgaiva. The only problem is that you're a Balgaiva." So he said, "Oh, Islam is an Anna. So I'll teach myself to be an Anna, and I won't have any more." So they said, "Go be an anav, and then you won't have any problems anymore." For Asakain, and he taught himself to be an anav. And so he got into a little scruffle with somebody. So he said, "What do you think? Who do you think you are? Kiman Sha'ani anav. I'm such an anav. Right? He was a chitzan. He thought that if he would go learn anava, so then he would be a sholim. But now that you know." He was worse off than he was before. So to know that you're a Balgaiva, so there's hope for you. But a person who's a Balgaiva and thinks he's an Anav, so then there's no hope for such a person. Has to be real. So these are the two.
Are you a Balgaiva if you believe that you can learn to do anything?
No. That's part of, that's a Yid needs to know that he can accomplish anything. He can't. Well, if he thinks he could do it on his own and he doesn't need Siyata Dishmaya, then he's off the mark. But if he knows that he can come to any Madrega, he can come to any godless, because he knows that he has Hashem can help him there. He'll give him his Siyata Dishmaya. I mean, if he knows that with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help he can accomplish anything, says, "I'm not accomplishing anything. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accomplish it for me."
Help, or do it where it's just with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, or is it just like, "I can't do anything unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu..."
Correct. That's the proper way to say it. I just said help because I was speaking quickly. Yeah. We spoke about that before. Yeah, the shprach and the velt, that you know, you do your part and the Kodesh Baruch will help. That's it's off the mark. It's just how people talk, but it's not the way it works. The way that it really works, Hashem does everything, and you make levushim.
Makes it look like you did something.
Yeah, you do the levushim. That's all. Yeah. And the last two inyanim, and this takes us back to Shavuos. This is a very important ma'amakam. Vashantav says that a Yid always has to be in a state of Yishav Adas. Right? The world is lacking Yishav Adas these days. It's just push Yishav Adas. V'loi b'mehiras, and a person shouldn't always be like running from place to place. There should be a certain calmness that a person has. V'zehu, and this is Vashantav teaches the pasuk, we say every day in Shema, v'avadata mehira, v'abid ha-mehiras, that a person has to get rid of this notion, this feeling of like run. V'avadat the mehira, get rid of the mehira. If there's tami b'derech hamamusa, a person should always be very, you know, centered. Lo behisnastus, lo beshiflus chas v'shalom, meaning he shouldn't be a balgaiva, and he shouldn't be shiflus in a way, meaning that he shouldn't be ba'atzvus. Haino im teitiv se'es. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Kain. Oz is at git im toivloi, yesh lo hisnastus. V'im lo yisaitiv, yesh lo shiflus, v'la pesach chatas raives. Kol ze lo yitav. Rak na v'nat yabar, shetami lo yibihisnasas, v'lo bishiflus v'asrak. Pam achas v'pam kach. Meaning that a person can always be in a state of hisnasas, and he can always be in a state of shiflus. He needs to know how to do the dance. Then v'yav lo hisnasas, because if he goes too high, yachvi asas v'tzad hashen, he has to bring in shiflus. V'im yagashav lo atzvus, and if he sees that he's falling too low, then he has to be machri himself lehipach. He has to be machazak himself. The person has to, which tzaddik, I think Rabbuna from Shischa said that he had in his pocket two peteks. One which said,
Mishvili
Nevra'ilam, and the other one says, Vanochi Ofar Ve'efer. Yeah. So let's do the dance, back and forth, Ratz of a Shaif, to be able to walk down the Derech HaMamut, the Teferis. And then he says something beautiful, and this takes us to Shavuos. V'nei Moshe is called Das. Moshe in Sfar Makdashim is always called the Das. And Moshe Rabbeinu, and this is a taish in the pasuk of in the beginning of Bahar's Bahar Sinai. So Har Sinai. What's Har Sinai? So it's two things. It's Har and Sinai. Har is Bechinas Gaiva, because a mountain is higher than the land, than the plains. So it's a Meir in the Indian of Gaiva. Sinai is an Indian of Shiflas, as we know. V'zehu v'idaber Hashem u'moshe b'ha-Sinai. That if a person wants to be zeichet to a Dibur from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shatzarech ha'adon dikach Bechinas Moshe. He needs to have the Bechinas Moshe, which is what's called Das, in order to make a Shiluv between these two Midas called Har and Sinai. Shabiyodah ha-Mishkol negad Yitzhar, because he's going to need this when it comes to the Yitzhar. The fam b'Bechinas Har, the fam b'Bechinas Sinai. Because the Yitzhar likes to lift them up and to say, look at you, you're so accomplished. So many talents, so many accomplishments, successes. Sometimes he says, you're nobody, you're nothing. That's also not good. So all that, in order to throw him off course. And then he would just be Sinai. But that's not Torah either. So the Inyan, the Eitzah for Shiflas is that he knows his Yiddish guide. V'negid gadlus mashvilas atzim sat shiflas chamrei v'kol ayedei adas. That's just a prat at the end where he's big mechazik the Inyan of Shiflas, which is really a conversation. But the Inyan is that it's not just Har, it's not just Sinai. It's called Har Sinai. And if he has the proper das, which is Bechinas Moshe, he'll know how to go back and forth between those two things. Because the main thing is not to get chapped up by the Yitzhar. Not to get chapped up.
The way the Rebbes have the fur jackets and the canes.
Yeah.
And they're both. They're the
Stalks
and they're
a lot of. I don't know if that's the right touch in it. Because they, by them, you know, the fact that they dress like that doesn't it doesn't bring a par seichel. If he the way he dresses, even if he dresses in pelts and so on, it doesn't bring him to any type of a real gaiva. That's not even a kosher gaiva doesn't bring him to. That was really more of, when Tzaddikim did that, it's really just like a Hester. It's a different sugya. But I could see why it would seem that way. B'Shima Bal Shem Tov, and again, in conclusion, Ki Koidem Asiyas HaMitzvah Ein Lachshev Klal B'Hashkacha Pratis. Bal Shem Tov said, there's a makom for Kfira. Right? Before a person does a mitzvah, why? Because the person needs to know, the person before he does a mitzvah, he can't let the Yitzhara say, you're nothing, you're nobody, everything is Yenam Avado, so what, Hashem doesn't need your mitzvahs. No.
What does it mean?
It just means like a Shlemus of Emunah. Like Yenam Avado. Aval Acher HaMais, everything changes. Beforehand, that's called Mitoch Shel Lishma Bal Shem HaBais. This is a very deep Chachma in Torah Sabal Shem. Before the mitzvah, that's called Shelo Lishma, a Yid needs to know that he needs to do it, that he needs to put everything which he's got into the mitzvah. He has to toil, he has to be miyageya. But as soon as the mitzvah is over, when the Yitzhar wants to show up and he's going to say, aha, look, he did such a big mitzvah, then he's bechuyev to believe, Shelo mikoyechim yotzim yad yasisi yamitzvah, l'rak mikoyech Hashem. Shekin chashva l'mikol, I needed to think that way beforehand so that I would put everything into it. V'chin ha'isi mochuch lasas, like he's honest b'davar. This has a lot to do with Paraduma and Kan Koidem Amaisa, Kan La'acher Amaisa. Anyways, this is important, and we bring it in here, because although we're speaking about Shiflas, it takes a Chacham in Avodas Hashem to know, you know, how to be Mizgoe, how to be a Har, and how to be a Sinai. That's what we're speaking about before. You know, we're not going to take the time to go into the Zuginah. It really deserves a Shir of its own. But to know that there's always this process called Mitoch Shel Olos Shel Malashem. You go from being a Tami into being a Tar. Because beforehand, there's what's called the Sata Milufranin and Sata Milufranin. We'll just speak about the Sugi very briefly. There's the Sata before the Maisa and the Sata Achar Maisa. The Sata before the Maisa says, don't do it. You don't need anything. Hashem doesn't care about your Maisa. Everything is Eina Mavado, so it doesn't matter. No, at that point, he has to be Masalik himself from those Madrigas, all those thoughts. He has to bring himself to a Katnas, and he's going to say, okay, that's called Shaloi Lishma. That he brings himself into a place of Katnas, and he sings, I'm serving Hashem Shaloi Lishma. But as soon as he does it, then he, after Maisa, the Satan's going to say, oh, see, you did such a good job. No, I didn't do anything. Kodesh Baruch Hu's Reuven called the Maasin. He does everything, and I can't take any credit. I didn't do anything. And that's the real truth. It's the real truth. So anyways, this is not just a sugya of Bechlal, when you say this about Shem Tov, a very, very big one, but it's a Shavuistika sugya, because Shavu is Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, the Indian of Sinai, which is Kol HaTorah Kula. The Chazal saying, why, one of the names of Har Sinai is Gavnunim. The Chazal say all of the mountains are Gavnunim. They're all Bali Mumim. Because Gibein is one of the psulim in the eyes. of a carbon is that it's, if it has a mum in the eye, then it's possible for it to be a carbon. So Har Sinai is called Gavnunim, and Chazal say that all the other mountains are Gavnunim. It wasn't that they were all Baal HaGaiva, they were all big Ovdei Hashem, all the other mountains. So anybody who was in the running to get the Torah must have been a very chashuv mountain. But they were still called Psul Gabi Sinai. Why? Because when there is another, then everything is possible Klapei Anav. Meaning, when you speak about Madrigas, that it's only a discussion who's a big about Madriga if Anava is not there. It's like you could talk about the Sarim, like we said before. You could talk about the general, you could talk about the sergeant and the colonel and the privates, you could talk about all those things as long as the Melech isn't there. But as soon as the Melech is there, then everything becomes Batal. There's no Madrigas anymore. Everybody's the same, Klapei the Melech. Because the difference between Melech and all the other Sarim is the difference between Soif and Ein Soif. The Melech is Ein Soif, there's no end to the covet of the Melech. And all of their covet is totally in the covet of Melech anyways. If there would be no Melech, there would be no general. That's what we say. Everybody's a apostle to God be Sinai. As soon as there's Sinai, as soon as another steps into the room, that means that the Boyer is here. And if the Boyer is here, because another means, how much are you Shema Yisrael consciousness? How much are you Echad? How much are you understanding Godless Abayir and your Shifra? As soon as that takes place, then everything else becomes possible. You can only talk about Madrigas if you talk about another first. If there's no another, and there's no Madrigas. If there's another, you can talk about Madrigas. That's called the Tarakula.
What do we understand Gaiva de Kedusha? Gaiva de Kedusha.
Yeah. So we said before, Gaiva de Kedusha is that I know that Hashem has Nachas Ruach for my Avodah. If Reza doesn't have that, then he's going to fall into an Atos. It's not a trick. He needs to know that it's true, that Hashem has Nachas Ruach for my Avodah. And he shows up, not because he's being Mitzapa for any Schar. That's called Gaiva de Kedusha. That's called Shalom de Shema. It may be necessary at times. But real Gavad the Kedusha is to know that Hashem has Nachas for me. That's what Gavad the Kedusha. Okay, we should be Zeichet to a meaningful Kabbalah Satayra and to serve Kodesh Baruch Hu Bebechina Sama Koi Mechayinu.